Cody Wilkes, Afton Fire Department, the Afton Fire Chief, joining SVI Media. Cody, thanks for joining us after a very busy week.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
Now, you hosted teams from all around the state for the State Fire Convention. Give us the overview of that. First of all, we did very well as an Afton team.
We did. So the Afton City team was first place overall. That's a great accomplishment for those guys. They spent a lot of time preparing for this competition. And you always want to win when it's at home. So it was especially a good day for them.
Okay. Now, we had the rural team do as well. They had a good outing as well.
Yes. So we actually have three teams. We have the Afton City team, the Afton Rural team, and the Afton Mudflap team. And the Mudflap team is a brand new team this year. So there's five events, and I'll just run through them real quick. So in the five different events, the replacement was one of the competitions. Afton City was first, Afton Rural was second, and the Afton Mudflaps were fourth. On the Y competition, Afton City was third, Afton Rural was fourth, and Afton Mudflaps were sixth. On the double male, double female competition, Afton Rural was third, Afton City was fourth, and Afton Mudflaps were sixth. And then on the cellar, the axe competition, Afton City was second, Afton Rural was third, and the Afton Mudflaps were fourth. And then on the wet test, the Afton Mudflaps, that's the ladder competition, were second. Great accomplishment for those guys. And Afton Rural was fourth, and Afton City was fifth. And so overall, Afton City was first overall with a time of 129.11. And Afton Rural was in second place overall with a 130.99. And the Afton Mudflaps were fifth place with a time of 140.58. So we're talking 10 seconds from first to fifth. Yeah, so it's pretty tight.
Good showing for all three Afton teams.
We also had the all-tournament team. And Brian Erickson received the nozzle man of the competition. Brock Brown received the clamp buckle for the competition, and Glenn McGee was the tournament breaker for the competition.
Very good. What's it mean for you to host all those teams from across the state?
So it's a lot of work. It starts about a year in advance. We have to plan. We have to get raffle tickets together to sell prizes with the raffle tickets so that we can afford to keep doing this. It's a state-funded function. But the community, we hit up a lot of businesses around town, and everyone we asked was able to.
They stepped up.
Stepped up and donated to us, and we had a lot of door prizes donated to us. The town of Afton was really good about supporting us, and the county, Lincoln County, was really good about supporting us. We're trying to get more and more teams, and I ran into you down there at the competition, yeah. Dan, and you're trying to promote this, the fire service in Wyoming too, and we really truly appreciate that.
No problem. Well, where do you go from here? You've got these wins. You still continue training and working and preparing a good fire department overall, right, as we close out here?
Yes. So our fire department trains once a month, and we go to all these different fire schools, and Cody has a fire school, and Riverton has the fire academy, and there's a fire school in Wheatland. But we also train monthly to keep up on our skills, because as the population grows, the more incidents we have. Yeah. And so we got to keep up on our game so that we can protect the citizens of the valley.
More population, more people live here. And in years past, you picked up on traveling with all the accident calls as well.
Yes. Yes.
And this is a heavily traveled area. Anything that we haven't asked you want to add, Cody?
No, I just would like to thank everybody in the community for all their support that they've given us through this time. Special thanks to my fire department and the honorary firemen that have been retired. Anything I asked, they showed up and they helped, and it was a great competition.
Very good. Cody Wilkes, Afton Fire Chief.